The White House Report.
It's not a myth. It's real. Well, it was real. Black Wall Street in Oklahoma. Black shop owners, lawyers, doctors. Wealth in that community was tangible. But in 1921, it all came to an end with a race riot. Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma wants to make sure students in Oklahoma statewide know about their history and know about the history of Black Wall Street. Senator Lankford.
So there's a whole series of issues that are really behind this. But in Oklahoma, we have a very unique history that we're a very young state. I think a lot of people don't realize we're the 46th state in of the 50. We're only in early 1900s when we became a state. And when the land was opened up and there was a lot of people from all over the country that were moving to the open land of Oklahoma in the early 1900s, a lot of black families moved to Oklahoma and established black towns. There were 30 towns in Oklahoma that were all black towns, and these were lawyers and doctors and business people and entrepreneurs. In the area just north of Tulsa, and what's now called the Greenwood District, was nicknamed Black Wall Street during that time period because there was so much entrepreneurship and there was so much business that was happening, and business people were moving all over to be able to come to that area. So it was a very significant, very prosperous and wealthy community during that early days of Oklahoma.
What happened to end Black Wall Street? Well, according to U.S. Senator Lankford, it was a misunderstanding in an elevator with a white woman and a black man.
May the 31st into the morning of June the 1st of 1921, there was one of the largest race riots in all of America that happened in Black Wall Street in Greenwood, North Tulsa.
That community has never recovered from that race riot. 97 years later, the U.S. Senator wants
that in 2021, 100 years after the burning of Black Wall Street happened, all of America will pause on the 31st of May into June the 1st and will ask Oklahoma and America what has changed in race relations in 100 years. And that's a question we should be able to answer and should have a good answer for.
That's a huge question that many people have varying answers for. April Ryan, AURN News.